waking up the Tri-State each weekday. It's the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3.
Let me tell you who I am and what
well,
I do.
Maybe not you specifically, but just overall, what does Explore Evansville do? It's been a while since we've had you on. Just remind listeners what Explore Evansville is all about.
Sure.
Kate Weibel.
Explore Evansville is our local convention and visitors bureau. A lot of people think we're a part of the city. We're not. People think we're part of the county or a part of maybe EREP or downtown. And while they all serve incredibly important functions, we simply focus on bringing visitors to town.
If you remember the CVB from years ago.
Yes.
That's still what it is. It's just got a different name now.
Yeah. A lot of organizations are moving to these dynamic names that have things like explore and visit and experience. And that's simply what we did with with the name change a few years ago.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a good name.
I love alliteration.
You help people literally explore Evansville,
Right. It's a call to action. So.
It really is. And that's kind of what you're talking about today. Ways to continue to explore and support Evansville during the winter months, right?
Absolutely.
There's still stuff going on. Colin, you want to tell us about one thing in particular?
Colin,
I know you're talking about.
Let me talk to you like you're somebody else.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
Oh, I love that.
Give me an identity. I love it. I'll go along. I love that bit.
You and Michael Che do on Saturday Night Live. That's great.
I was actually thinking of that.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Okay.
But
how is ScarJo, by the way?
ScarJo, I wish I could tell you. I wish I could tell you.
It's been a while since they've seen each
other. Fabulous as always, I think. She's pretty great.
She's marvelous.
She's marvelous.
Another great redhead.
Absolutely.
Marvelous.
Marvel. Hey.
Please, just run.
That was on accident.
No, it wasn't. That was not on accident.
That was on purpose.
Please, Colin, save us.
So, recently I had a really cool trip to the Museum of Arts and Sciences here in Evansville. And I spoke with Karen over there, and she informed me that they have Art in Bloom coming up February 21st to the 23rd. And what that is artists take the items from the museum's permanent collection and they recreate them with flowers, which I think is really fascinating.
Oh, that's so neat. See, I've heard of it for years, but I never knew what it was till just now.
It's kind of like what Epcot does with the flower festival.
It really is. It's phenomenal. I mean, a lot of people are familiar with the Bellagio and the beautiful exhibits, right, that they put on with all of these flowers. And this is a fun little variation that we do with our local art and our local community. And we all know it's freezing outside. What can you do? Let's go inside and take a look at some of our attractions like the Evansville Museum.
At the Evansville Museum, here's just a suggestion, perhaps an idea. You know how they have the sphere? In Vegas?
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we've already made the link once. We are the Vegas of the Midwest.
We even have casinos here.
We have a casino. We have the Sphere, the Bellagio Conservatory. Come to the museum.
A Picasso.
Colin, when is that thing again, Art in Bloom?
Yeah, February 21st through the 23rd.
Okay, I'm trying to keep things moving forward here.
I don't know why.
And there are a lot of other things, indoor activities that folks can do during the cold winter weeks and months. Any others that in particular that you think are extra fun?
There's a fantastic lineup of things coming to the Ford Center this spring, this winter, as well as the Victory and Old National Events Plaza. Everybody knows Tom Segura. He is hilarious. Yep. Everybody loves him. He's got his podcast.
Liberty doesn't know him, but that's okay.
That's okay. She'll figure out who he is.
He says dirty words, so she wouldn't want to watch him.
Lots of people think he's funny. He is coming in at the end of February to the Ford Center. They are going to have a packed house. It's going to be hilarious. There are so many other entertaining people. Ben Folds, if anybody, you know,
she's
Ben Folds 5.
I'm
Ben Folds and
also,
the piano.
Beautiful.
They have a song called Kate.
Hey.
Not written about, it was written about Kate
Foppel. It was the other Kate. Yeah. I was about to say.
Unfortunately, written about Kate Foppel. But I will claim it as my own. Of course, we've got the Thunderbolts. Like, there is just so much cool stuff to do in the winter.
March 1st and 2nd, Evansville Horror Con.
Absolutely. We're excited about that.
Basketball.
I'm not even too scared.
March Madness.
Yeah,
right? Absolutely. Lots of stuff going on.
It's going to be awesome.
And you can find all of that on our events page, exploreevansville.com/events.
That's exactly where I was going next. Lots of information at exploreevansville.com for sure. Kate Reibel, Colin, not Jost.
Love it.
From Explore Evansville. Great to see you guys.
You guys,
good to see you.